searchcontentmanagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And on searchcontentmanagement.com, we often talk about social media platforms and how pervasive they've become in the world of business. So as social media makes its way into the enterprise for use in marketing and collaboration and customer feedback, tools for gathering useful data about social media usage are popping up everywhere. Social media monitoring tools track customer activity on social platforms like Twitter and Facebook, and they're an excellent way to promote a brand or strategically market a new product. But there are problems with these tools. There are so many of them, and the market is pretty fragmented because these are still emerging new tools. And so, frankly, the market is quite confusing. Luckily, we have with us today Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert who's going to walk us through some of these issues and some of the platforms that you might confront if you're shopping around. So welcome, Scott.
Hey there, Lauren.
Hey. So, Scott, we've talked about social media platforms before, and today we're going to talk about monitoring. So these tools have just cropped up everywhere, almost overnight. And it's a pretty confusing and crowded market. Is that right?
It really is. And you and I have talked about this in the past, but it seems like it happened overnight, and it really didn't. It's been creeping up on us for a while. But the fact is that there are tools out there of all shapes and sizes for all kinds of different applications. Now, that's not really a surprise, because when we look at the Internet overall, the Internet is the great equalizer. It allows people to jump in and play on a level playing field in just about any market you can imagine. So it's not terribly surprising that social media monitoring tools echo this tendency for there to be something for everybody. The problem is that social media itself is so big and broad, and the possibility for tools that are out there and the levels at which they can be applied are so many that it's awfully confusing to jump into this and even sort through the tools to make a correct choice for your particular organization. It's a very confusing market.
So, we've talked about this before, that sometimes, you know, even though these are democratizing trends, you know, when you have a fragmented and confusing market like this, does it hurt some buyers more than others?
It really does. The problem you get into is that social media monitoring is the tip of the iceberg, with analytics are the primary weapon that you can carry into the marketplace to cut through all the noise and all the changes in the competitive nature of the market today. Strategic planning, in the sense used to experience it in the business world, has completely been overturned by the Internet. It is the great equalizer. The problem is that analytics are the big thing we can do now to be competitive. And when you look at social media monitoring tools, which are one of the frontline tools for using analytics, it's like you have to get a complete education in analytics to even know how to choose your first monitoring package. And that's a real disadvantage for the newcomer, because an awful lot of organizations out there want to get into the game, and they want to learn analytics and make themselves competitive with the big boys. And they can, but the learning curve is horrendous, and it's a problem when even the freebie tools out there are hard to understand.
Right. And another aspect of this fragmentation, too, is that, you know, some tools are kind of purpose-built for only certain functionality. Some have broader functionality. Integration is a problem. So maybe can we talk about some examples of these kinds of issues?
You're exactly right about that. The problem that you get into is that there are some products or some services that are best marketed over Twitter, because the people who are going to buy those products or services only use Twitter. There are other products or services that only are going to go to young people, and Facebook might not be the place for them. You might need a hotter social media platform to market to that particular audience. So choosing the correct social media, the one you want to be following or examining, or possibly several, that's a big part of that initial decision. It's a very confusing thing to do, because you're not always sure when you go out and go through these products if the product you're choosing to do your monitoring is going to do justice to the platform that's be examining.
Right.
So that's just another layer of confusion in making a good choice.
So let's...
Some examples, I think. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Definitely give us some examples.
A good example would be with Twitter. There are a couple of packages. There's one called TweetBeat. There's another called BackTweet. Both of these basically do traces to see exactly how pervasive a particular viral attempt to promote a product or service has been on the Twitter platform. And those particular products are Twitter-specific. Now, if you're shooting for Twitter only, that's the kind of decision you want to make. On the other hand, if you want to hit a broad audience and you want to hit metrics that are coming from Twitter and from Facebook and from LinkedIn and from WordPress where you're scanning blogs, then there are packages like Social Mention. Social Mention is a tool suite that streams all of the social media sites. There's a package called Hootsuite. Hootsuite also is multi-platform, but it is giving you dashboarding built in. The problem there is all it's going to give you is marketing campaign planning metrics. If you're not trying to do market campaign planning, then it's not going to do you any good. So the fragmentation is horrendous because of the number of platforms and because of all the different purposes you might have in gathering the metrics.
So, you know, to that point, are there suites that are developing that can kind of address multiple issues?
Well, now that's where we get into trading dollars for time. And this happens all the time in these kind of platforms, as you and I have discussed in the past. There are tool suites out there that are going to give you everything. There are tool suites that are going to give you all the social media platforms. They're going to give you all the metrics. And they're going to give you campaign planning. They're going to give you all the marketing support. They're going to give you dashboarding, basically one-stop shopping. The trouble is, you're going to pay for those. While many of these packages are out there for free on the Internet, or for a very minimal cost. A suite like the one I was just describing, SDL, for instance, it used to be called Alterium, is a very powerful platform that will give you everything, but you're going to pay for that. So the swap-off here is you either go out and learn about this and pick out very specifically in this huge ocean of products the one that's right for you, or you pay big bucks to get a package that will do whatever you might want.
So how can companies kind of cut through some of this confusion and not spend a ton of time researching?
Well, now that's a great question because it can be done. The thing is you have to understand going in exactly what your learning curve is going to be and exactly the effort that's going to be required. If you really want to learn analytics and you want to learn starting with the free products and you want to understand exactly where you're headed, in terms of gathering metrics and using them, then an inside-out approach is wise. And I've recommended this a number of times. You start with what you're sure of. For instance, I'm sure that Twitter is going to bring me customers because a lot of the people I'm targeting, my demographic, is going to be heavy with Twitter users. And you begin with the freebie tools and make use of them for limited amounts of time, as if you were doing experiments in a lab and say, I'm going to try this for 6 weeks, and I'm going to measure my results. Then, I'm going to change course based on those results, and I'm going to upgrade to another product. Now, you'll go through several rounds of this before you find the product that's right for you. But this inside-out approach, even though you have to go through multiple iterations, is likely to make you more targeted and focused once you've eventually located the product that's right for you. The point being, you can go out there, and you can try to grab something out of the air, and hope that it's right for you, and then make a big investment of effort in it and fall flat. Or you can do an iterative approach, which, frankly, most IT developers are already familiar with because this is a popular software development style. You can bite the bullet, and you can say, we're going to go through several iterations, and we know going in it's going to take a little bit of time, and we're going to have some fails, but in the course of those fails, we're going to learn something every time. And that's most likely going to deliver the products that you need to be using, delivering the metrics that you really need.
Gotcha. So it's iterative, and it's probably going to take a few months in terms
probably
of testing.
Probably so, yes.
Yep. Gotcha. Well, Scott, as always, many, many thanks for helping us sort through some of these buying decisions.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure for us as well. And for more on social media monitoring tools, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.